it is quite a bit of work. I've never done it myself, but that's what they tell me. And they do have to document several things. And among those is that there has to be at least 80 acres of the original homestead still intact. And it has to have been in the family continuously for all that time. So if somebody lost the farm during the 30s and then got it back later, that's not going to qualify until we get to where they've been there 100 years again continuously. We have had lots of people tell us that they kind of procrastinated in putting their history together, and applying for this award forced them to do all that research, and they always tell us how thankful they were that this happened and that they went to all that work because they learned a tremendous amount about the history of their farm.